Hello, everyone. This is Keith Hinton from Prescott, Arizona, and I am going to show you guys an audio tutorial of Linode.com LLC, or just Linode for short, Linode.com. And this is a company I have worked with personally, myself, after hearing about it from one of my blind friends in Canada. And he kind of got me hooked into the idea of trying it out. So without a referral code, I just tried it. The referral program is very nice. If you sign up and you keep a Linode running, a Linux node is what this stands for. If you sign up for 3 months, this is 90 days. At the end of that 90 days, if you use my referral code, I will receive a service credit, which I won't try to be too technical with this recording, but a service credit just means that I would receive money from Linode that I could put towards whatever I had to do. This is affordable. I will be running JAWS for Windows for this tutorial, but you can run SA or System Access with this. You can try it for yourself. I can help you find programs called SSH clients or Secure Shell clients. I can talk you through it. I can email with you. I can maybe have you Skype me if you want, or there's AOL Instant Messenger, there's a Yahoo Messenger, guys, you know, there's all that wonderful stuff. So please do not hesitate to tell me if you need some help. I am willing to volunteer my free time. I don't have a job or anything like that, and I just want to work with people for free. I've got no money that I can really charge anyone with. It would give me something to do. I would like to help anyone that would be interested in signing up for a Linode for 3 months, cited or not. And if you still would like help, hey, ask me. Please, just ask, and I will try to work with you. Please do note, before we continue with this recording, that I am not to replace Linode.com technical support. I am not responsible for the physical functioning of your Linode box. It's a virtual machine, or VM, meaning it just, in a non-technical aspect, it just means that the machine, it will be as if you own your own box with your own high-speed internet connection, and I'll tell you, these connections are far faster than any home connection that you might have, so that is the cool thing about this. You can try it for 3 months. There's no contract, guys. No contract. No service fees to set this stuff up. If you complete the 3 months, and I get my credit with Linode, and then you don't like Linode anymore, you can cancel your account, and you can ask for a refund for any unused time on your Linode. You will incur a $5 service fee for that on your card. Linode does not use PayPal. I'm telling you all that now. You will need to give them a card of some kind. American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, any of those cards will work. The lowest Linode, now I'm talking about monthly prices. I'm not going to talk to you guys about prepaying for a year or more of services. This is not important, so I won't even go into that. But we will be talking in this tutorial a little bit about Linode.com's stuff. At one point, we'll demonstrate the Linode Manager, which we'll get into in a little bit. And I just want to tell you guys that you're able to, guys and girls even, girls can, you know, gals, you gals can definitely do this as well. And so if you needed any help with it, just tell me. It's very accessible. Very accessible indeed. If anyone would like to try this, please ask. Please just ask me for my referral code, and I will give you a referral link to click. I will tell you that when you click on that referral link, it's going to be a long code. Don't worry about it. What will happen is that that code will come. You'll be brought to the Leno.com homepage, and then you go to the sign up link, and then you fill in the form, you fill in your billing information, and I'll just show you what the form looks like. And then when you're finished, you are going to close your browser. You know, when you're done, you're going to, once you've made your order for your little machine, for your server box, just, I can show you a little bit about how to set those up later, if you're interested, or you can ask me, and I can walk you through the steps. I won't demonstrate everything in this tutorial at the moment. I'll just demonstrate a few things and tell you what you can do, okay? And, so if you want more things like this, just let me know. My email address is keithint1234, the number's 1234, at gmail.com. If you would like to use Skype to reach me, you can... Oh boy, my stomach is growling, I think. Sorry about that. But if you want to use Skype to reach me, you can reach me by adding SKYPEDUDE1234 to your Skype contacts list. And if there's anything else I can do, just let me know. I'm sorry this is not a professional recording, but I hope this review will be of use to you. And if you have any other questions, certainly just feel free to ask. I don't have a mixer and things like that, but I will put this recorder up by my speakers and try to make this as good as I can. So, let me just do that real quick. I'm going to do that very slowly here. So I don't... Whoopsie. All right. Just move that thing towards the microphone. All right, let me do a test here.
PC cursor. PC cursor.
Might be a little loud, but it should be picking me up okay.
PC cursor.
And I hope you can understand my JAWS.
Screen refreshed. One. PC cursor.
I think you should be able to.
JAWS cursor. PC cursor.
I'm just making sure you can understand that. JAWS cursor and PC cursor. Any screen reader, NVDA for Windows, System Access from Serotek, WindowEyes, and stuff should work with this. I'm not going to really give you browser information. I'm using Internet Explorer 9 with Windows 7, although you could be using Firefox 4. Now, I will tell you this. Before you can do anything with the Linode Manager, guys, you do need JavaScript enabled for the Leno.com website, if not for every other, and along with just basic cookies, guys. They're used for tracking session information, so please, you need JavaScript. I will guarantee that Leno.com does not use JavaScript in a harmful way. They do not track you all over the world with JavaScript. They're not going to abuse JavaScript. I'm aware of the security implications of JavaScript and stuff, but you know what? In the case of Leno.com, they don't download ActiveX or add-on controls or pop-ups or pop-unders or viruses or spyware. So please understand, this is not a virus site that I'm hoping you're going to use. I wouldn't give you guys a virus tutorial. So why don't we get started? So I'm going to bring up Linode in my favorites. But for the rest of you, and by the way, I'm using a program called Classic Shell. So if you don't hear start search, that's because I'm using what resembles the classic start menu from older versions of Windows, and I can give you that program as well. So if you'd like to follow along, you can do that, and I'm assuming you're going to know how to do this on your machines. So I'm going to go into my start menu now.
Context menu, default programs.
I'm going to press the letter A for my favorites. In this case, you guys do what you need to do. You can pause this recording and then resume it if you need time to get to where I'm at, or to do it a different way.
Favorites bar sub menu.
I'm inside my favorites menu, and I'm going to tap the letter L twice because I know that that's where the Linode site will be.
Linode-ZBPS hosting.
That is what it says at the top. Don't worry about the Zen thing. That's not important. And VPS, that stands for Virtual Private Server, Virtual Private Solution. That's just a little techie term. So don't worry about that. That's not very important right now. I'm going to press the Enter key here.
Leaving menus, Linode-ZBPS hosting, servers on demand, support that cares, heading level 3, servers on demand, support that cares, heading level 3, servers on demand, support that cares, heading level 3, page has 7 headings and 28 links, Linode-ZBPS hosting, visited link graphic logo, visited link login, visited link sign up, list of 7 items, bullet visited link home, bullet visited link why Linode, bullet visited link features, bullet link FAQ, bullet visited link community, bullet visited link about us, bullet visited link log, list end, heading level 1, deploy and manage Linux virtual servers in the Linode cloud, heading level 2, get a server running in minutes with your choice of Linux distro resources and node location. Heading level 3, servers on demand. Support that cares. Heading level 1, VPS hosting. We're a VPS hosting company built upon one simple premise, colon, provide the best possible tools and services to those that know what they need, -better hosting. A Linode VPS means freedom. You get everything from the kernel and root access on up, all managed by our simple yet very powerful control panel. Discover, visited link why Linode may be right for you. Heading level 1, features. List of 9 items. Bullet full SSH and root access. Bullet guaranteed resources. Bullet 4 processors and instances. Bullet out of band console shell. Bullet dedicated IP address. Premium BW. Bullet 5 data centers in US and Europe. Bullet odd clustering support. Bullet bandwidth pooling. Bullet managed DNS with API. List end. Visited link more features. Heading level 1, recent news. New.
Alright, I just silenced all that, but I wanted to give you an overview without interrupting it. I do not know why JAWS decided to say heading level 3, heading level 3 before the page loaded. Guys, this does not usually happen. So, in your cases, I'm not going to teach you how to do it, but you can press Windows key plus R for the run dialog. I'm not going to teach you guys with whatever browser you use, so please make sure you know how to do that regardless. But go to www.linode.com, and I'm going to press Control Home to make sure I'm at the top of the page, and so you should be with me at the same point in time here on this tutorial.
Linode-ZBPS hosting.
Alright, I hit the home key at the top of my page to make sure that I'm where I should be. I don't use key echo or anything, so you won't hear any extra speech. So, I hope my speakers are not too loud. If they are, I apologize, and you can turn down the volume a little bit. I'm sorry for that. I just want to make sure you guys can hear it clearly. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue. I'm going to go ahead and press the links list key for my JAWS program, and I'm not going to teach you guys your screen readers. I'm already assuming you know how to use your program, whatever you're using.
Links list dialog, links list view, logo 1 of 28.
There is a logo, which is kind of cool. I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate the sign up form. I'm not going to fill in anything here, guys. I'm just going to go through the form with you. So I'm going to press the letter S.
Sign up.
And right now, that lands me on the sign-up. You're going to see that the Linode.com page, by the way, has headings and has a lot of links, but there's not any difficult flash or anything. But I did say you need JavaScript turned on inside your browser, so please, Firefox or Internet Explorer users, or whatever you have, please make sure that is enabled or this website will not work for you. And I'm not telling you how to do that. I don't want to do it. If you guys need help with that, I'm not the one to ask. Maybe a Tech Weekly tip on how to enable JavaScript for various browsers for those people that have it off or something and need it turned on for a certain site should be demonstrated in the future. So why don't we go ahead and press enter on the signup link. I will do that now.
Sign up visited link. Linode-signup. Sign up visited link. Sign up list. Page has 1 heading and 17 links. Heading level 1, sign up. Signing up with us is easy.
Alright, I'm going to hit the
menu. System menu. Restore unavailable. Leaving menu.
Alright, that could be one reason why JAWS was reading things weird. I did not have the window taking up the full screen. So, let's go ahead and hit H.
Sign up heading level 1.
I'm going to down arrow a little bit just so you can get an idea of this web page.
Blank. Signing up with us is easy and only takes a few minutes. Accounts are activated instantly when possible. Blank.
So, I'll get to that in a minute.
Note colon, please be sure to have cookies enabled in your browser. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 19 rows.
But you do need JavaScript for the Linode manager when you get to that point, because that's the web control panel. Oh, I will warn you, but this is a visual thing, so it is to be expected. You could actually ask the support team this to get around it accessibility-wise, guys. So Linode is not an inaccessible thing. The only thing you won't be able to do with your server as a blind person is check out the graphs that show you the network data. You're just going to see graph CPU, graph network, graph whatever. You just won't be able to look at those. Your screen reader can't read them. They're not captchas, they're just graphics. Unfortunately, there is no clear way to show the graphics for your Linode resource usage. There's just no way, guys, at all. It is not possible for them to do this. I have suggested some ways they could do it for the blind user. This is on their priority list. I have spoken with Linode.com folks, and they are going to look into this at some point. But it's not high on their priority list as a company at the moment. But they have basic accessibility features. Very good, in my opinion. It is not Flash-based or anything like that, guys. So, and gals that hear this tutorial, you know, this is just how it is. Do not get angry at Linode. I'm trying to get you folks to sign up with my referral code. I don't want you guys to be, oh god, the graphs don't work! Don't throw a fit about the graphs, guys. Please don't do that. Alright. Because that won't make me feel very good for putting this tutorial up if you guys are going to turn on me like that. So, I'd rather help than not help. So, why don't we,
Linode table with Linode colon, please.
So, the table here.
Table with 2 columns and 19 rows.
That's kind of detailed, but let's go to the first thing.
Linode.com username.
And that is an edit box, because if I down arrow, JAWS 12 will land me.
Edit.
In the edit box.
Linode.com username.
I got out of there, but you would put in a user ID.
Edit. Linode.com password.
I just down arrow next. But so let's actually, I'll hit E for you.
Linode.com username edit.
Right there, you would go into your various modes. If you're in system access, you won't need to do anything, so you can start typing right there. You type in a user ID, a name. Just, you can type in uppercase or lowercase. The thing, I think you can type in uppercase, but you do need to make sure that you remember your username and your password. When we get to the password field with the next key press.
Linode.com password, password edit.
Now, I will tell you this. Let's go to the address bar with Alt-D.
Address and search using Google Edit, https://.
I shut it up. The point is, this is secure, guys. It is safe. 100% secure stuff. Your information is encrypted. It's protected. Your card numbers are not going to be attacked by internet people. Nothing will be transmitted in a bad way for you.
Toolbar, Linode-signup tab.
So I'm...
Toolbar, Linode.com, password, password edit.
And we're back in the password field, except I want to get out of my mode. I just wanted to show you real quick that this is a secure page, okay? I want to express that you are not putting your information in the clear for anyone else to see. But, oh yes, and even your Linode manager sessions are secure. But, make sure you keep your password private. Do not give it out to somebody if they don't have to access your account. You can add additional users on your account if they need to have access to that information. But because the account includes your card number and all that stuff on file, I would not do that. People can work with you on Linode stuff, like I'm going to do, but that does not mean I want your account info at all. I don't care what your email address is and stuff in that case. And I would never ask you for it. And Linode.com will probably never ask you for it either.
And so if you get a suspicious email from Linode saying we want your account info, I don't think they would do that. So let's go ahead and hit the E key for the next edit box here.
Email address edit.
Obviously, that's your email address. Just make sure if you don't remember your username and password that you've written them down in a text file or somewhere safe that where you can remember them, and you can copy and paste in the password fields on Windows. I think for Mac users, you could probably do something similar. I don't know how well Safari would work with Linode.com. If it does not have cookies in JavaScript, well, there's a problem with that. I'm sure it has cookies, but I don't know about JavaScript support. So that could be a small problem, but I'm sure you Mac users could do this too. There's no CAPTCHAs to fill out, so don't worry about that. Let's go to the next field after you type your email address in.
How did you hear about us? Edit.
That's a question they're asking us. How did you hear about us? Well, you could put... Now, you're limited, by the way, in how much you can type in this box. It doesn't show you that, I don't believe.
Company name. Edit.
No, it doesn't.
How did you edit? How did you hear about us?
Anyway, it doesn't show you...
How did...
It doesn't show you how much you can type, but you can't type a whole lot in here. You could type something simple as, heard it from my friend Keith, who is a Linode customer. Or who is a customer. You heard it from a friend who is a customer. Or whatever you want to type. Just something real simple like that. It doesn't really matter. Just kind of give them an idea of how you heard about Linode. And by the way, word of mouth, guys, is how Linode is advertised. There are reviews on Google.com from various people and stuff like that, but word of mouth is the main way that Linode gets its services around, and this is one way that I thought I could do this for people. So let's go ahead and go to the next form field once you've decided how you want to let people know how Linode heard about you.
Company name edit.
This is optional. If you have a company name, you can put that into your invoice. If you don't have a company name, this is okay. Like I said, Linode is a do-it-yourself, self-managed thing. Don't worry about what it means to be a root user. If you guys are not familiar with the Linux system or anything, I can help you. There are documents, by the way. If you click on the community link, there's a link called Linode Library. And if you go there, there are all kinds of documents you could read for the new user. And if you still don't understand something, contact me. I'm willing to help you with your Linode's operations. I don't care. I don't want you newbies to be afraid of this company or to try out this service for 3 months. It would help me out a lot. And I don't have any job or anything to do with my life right now that I find interesting. So I want to help other users, blind or not. I don't care if you're blind. I'm intending anyone to hear this tutorial, so please consider my offer very carefully. I don't want to charge you guys for anything. This is volunteer, purely volunteer, but I'm not to replace the support team at Linode. By the way, if you can look on the website, there is an FAQ, frequently asked questions. There's all kinds of things that you guys can get answers for. There's a Contact Us and About Us page that you can look at. I won't take you through all that stuff today, but if you want to learn about that, please don't hesitate to do anything. For pre-sales, you can send emails to service, service, at linode.com, linode.com, if you have any questions. But certainly ask me stuff, too, if you need to. But if you really want the straightforward answers, from the company directly, please email that address for pre-sales questions. Tell them that you're interested in signing up for a Linode and you have some questions, you know, and they're very kind. They're just about as responsive as the support. Oftentimes support members respond to these things. And these people are very good at resolving technical internet problems. Linode is an internet service company, not an internet provider. They don't provide internet access for your home. This is for your, for if you want to learn about running a website or whatever you want. This is kind of what they're for. So, there's a terms of service document and a privacy policy document that I will encourage that you do read, please. Just read it. You can't do unlawful stuff with Linode.com, so don't bother. Now, let's go ahead and keep going, but please do not hesitate to, like I said, contact me if you need any help or any questions about my tutorial when I'm done with it. So let's tab, or not tab, keep going.
Billing first name edit.
Exclusive.
Billing last name edit.
I think you understand this.
Billing address edit.
I think you understand that.
Billing address to edit.
That too.
Billing city edit.
That.
Billing state edit. Billing zip/postal code edit. Credit card number edit.
All right, that's the important part. Please don't use invalid cards, guys. Please don't do it.
Edit.
That edit field.
CVV link. Combo box 20, combo box 0.
Too far, hold on.
Edit. Credit card edit. Expiration date.
Okay, that was not a form field, I'm sorry. But then we have the combo box.
Combo box 04-April 4th of 12.
4 of 12. You could open up your list box with insert down arrow and do it that way. Or you could just arrow up and down through the combo box choices. Just find the months.
Combo box 2011, 1 of 13.
There. It starts 2011, but I'll just show you.
Combo 2012. 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018.
If I go and hit the M key, this thing will go all the way up to
2023.
For now. I'm just going to get out of this. But, so this thing starts with 2011. It does not start with 2010 and so on because it is 2011. I think they changed this based on the years that we're in. In the control panel, because I recall that 2010 used to show up in here in 2009 and so on. But this stuff is definitely different. I think that's how they do it. They update their stuff. So let's go ahead and go down.
CVV link.
That is a link, guys. They just want, I think it has a question mark at the end of it.
Space question.
CVV, that's the little code on the back of your cards, guys, in case you don't know, and gals, it's the three letters they need, and you have to choose your card type. Oh, I think I forgot to show you that.
Billing country expiration date.
Oh, I forgot.
Billing edit. Billing zip/postal edit. Billing country. Combo box US-United States, 1 of 245.
You can select your country. You don't have to be in the US, but Linode is a US provider.
We accept.
So, oh, and by, I forgot to show you, but down here it does show you the cards they take.
Edit.
Oops.
Billing zip/edit. Combo, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
So.
Credit card. Edit.
Those are numbers again, sorry, but.
Expiration combo box 2023, 13 of 13, CVV link, edit.
There's your verification code, so enter the last three numbers. I do want that. It isn't, I think it doesn't say it's optional, so I would enter that.
Additional IP addresses, RAM, storage, and transfer can be added later.
That's all the technical stuff I won't talk about. I will help you understand all that if you need help, or you can email service@linode.com, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you with those pre-sales questions as well.
Select your plan.
All right, now the fun part.
Blank. Table with 5 columns and 6 rows nesting level 1.
Now this is going to be the cool part here.
Blank. Plan. Monthly. Storage.
I'm going down the columns for you. Plan. Monthly, meaning the cost of the plan for months. The storage is how much drive space you're going to have for doing podcasting or whatever you're going to do with it.
Transfer.
That's how much data you're going to be able to send out, and I'm not going to get too much into this, but...
Radio button not checked, Linode 512, 1 of 10.
All right. These are the typical buttons. I'm not going to go all the way through this, but let's kind of give you a breakdown.
$19.95.
$19.95. They have kept this pricing structure for several years. I do not think they're suddenly going to change it on people. I don't think they'd suddenly do this and make it harder to afford a Linode. I really don't think they'd do that.
16 GB.
That's the drive space.
200 GB.
That is how much bandwidth or data you can send in and out of the internet connection. By the way, guys, that seems like a whole heck of a lot, or that doesn't seem like too much, maybe, but it is. You are protected against burning it out entirely. You have some protections to try to keep you from running in that. Additionally, if you do start using up your internet connection and you get way too close to the limit, By the way, these are soft caps, guys. They're not hard caps, so if you trickle over by a couple gigabytes, you're not going to be invoiced for that. I can't exactly be specific on how much they cost, but it's just a couple cents, I think, for more gigabytes. So if you need more, you can upgrade to the next plan level, or you can add extra resources to your Linode if you need to, and I can talk about that later. Let's go ahead and down arrow.
Radio button not checked, Linode 768, 2 of 10.
That's how much RAM it has. You don't have to keep that in mind too much.
$29.95.
It goes up a little bit on the monthly scale. By the way, if you pay for a year or 2 years, you get a, I think it's a 10% and 15% discounts. Either it's 5 or 10%, one of those. But I want to inform you that usually what that, if you pay for a year, guys, you must add up the monthly price for a single month of, that you would pay just on a monthly basis plus 12 months or 24 months. I'm going to show you something really fast just so you don't screw up.
Access ease of calculator, leaving menus, calculator, standard view, result colon, zero.
If you wanted to pay for the first Linode, the 1995 one.
1, 9. Decimal separator. 8.
Whoops.
Backspace, result colon, 19. 9, 5.
Alright.
19.95.
There you go. I'm gonna multiply that.
Multiply.
12.
Wahoo. Equals result colon, 239.4.
Roughly that'd be 239.40 cents. It is more expensive if you do it that way. Do not freak out about this. I will teach you in another tutorial, maybe. Actually, I'll show you in a few minutes how you can prepay even on a monthly advance. You can pay in advance, guys, for service through Linode, and you can do this anytime you'd like with your car. You can select any dollar amount as long as you have it. By the way, though, don't overdraw your bank, please. Linode's not responsible for any bank problems you guys have. So you need to be smart when you do this stuff. These Linodes are... I'm not going to discuss how the billing system works. You can ask about billing if you need to. So don't worry about that. Now, let's go into the next part here.
230.
I'm just going to clear this.
Clear.
And if you paid for 24 months up front, if you did do it that way, guys, I wouldn't try that because necessarily if you don't have the budget, because they're not trying to rip you off. This is just something you could do. But if you paid for the very first Linode.
1, 9. Decimal separator. 9, 5. Multiply. 2, 4. Equals result colon 478.8.
Now that's just for one Linode. That's just for one. If you had multiple Linodes, guys, and you did that, I'm not even going to get into how much that could cost you. I'm going to clear this.
Clear.
Get out of the calculator. I just thought I'd show you that.
Linode dash sign up dash Windows Internet Explorer.
So.
$29.95.
That's the second price for the second Linode.
24 GB.
You get 24 gigabytes. If you upgrade to that, you can also downgrade if you'd like. So please don't worry about that, guys. And by the way, I'll tell you about this real fast. If, and this is nice, this is really nice, guys. If you either A, prepay in advance, however much money you'd like, I believe is acceptable, or get referrals, or whatever, and these referrals are completed, you will have people. You will have that, I told you earlier, service credit with Linode. Credit, in the sense that it's dollars and cents on your account. You have a balance, kind of like you would with a bank. And any amount of money in that account, technically, that you have. This is electronic stuff, guys, but you could talk to Linode about this if you're still confused. But what that essentially does for you is it permits you to actually, it lets you work with the Linode company in the respect that you have the service you need, and you get to work with the company and the service that you have got. It allows you to pay for Linode services with a credit. You can use those credits instead of being charged on your card. So if you're tight on money, guys, you know, let's say you had $24 or $30, and you wanted to put that aside for a Linode, alright? If you put that into your account by prepaying, you'd get credit. Another way, besides prepaying or getting referrals, is if you were to, down the road after completing the referral program, let's just suppose that you weren't sure you wanted to have a Linode on your account. You don't have to shut your account down. What you can actually do is, let's say you just don't want to be charged. Well, you don't have to worry about that. What you can do when you're done with your Linode is just get rid of it and leave your account open. Leave your account on the system. Your account won't expire. And the credit in your account won't expire either. Now, if you are dissatisfied with the service within 7 days, you could cancel your account and ask for a refund, and you get it. It's a $5 processing fee, though, to get cash back on your card. But here's the cool thing. As long as the credits that you have are over $5 in general on your balance, if you have more than, you know, that, I think, in general, if they're not referral credits, guys, referral credits can't have to be used for Linode services. They're not transferable or refundable, but the manual payment ones, or what they call prorated credits, this is why I suggest talking to Linode about their billing system if you need to, because there's no real non-technical way to discuss this in this tutorial for you, but, The prorated credits, meaning if you don't use your Linode for, you know, and you have 25 days remaining on your account and you don't use it for that 25 days and you shut it down and get rid of its resources and stuff, that's fine. You're gonna get a balance in your account automatically, guys. It won't charge your card for the balance. It is only gonna charge your card, I believe, once, and that's when you order the Linode if you have no credit and stuff. Okay. And the cool thing is, you can use that money whenever the heck you want for more Linode services, guys. And if people complete referrals, there's no limit. So you should love it. And if you need to get some money refunded to you, aside from a $5 processing fee, and it takes a day or two, I think, but you can get some cash back from Linode, and I don't think they mind helping out. I don't think there's a limit to them refunding you. As long as you've got credit and money, they can help you with it. But you have to ask if you need to. You've got to ask them. So please do that. Ask Linode support, and they will help you. I promise you that. They love helping customers. They're great people. They're very good at what they do. The staff is wonderful. I can promise you this from firsthand experience myself. And if you want to experience it for yourself to see if I'm right, which you need to do, then please use my referral code and ask me for it in an email address, and I will give it to you. I won't give it to you here. And you don't have to do this, but I told you I would help you with your Linode's operations on a volunteer basis so that you wouldn't have to be so stressed out about the technical stuff. If you would like me to do that for you. If you would like. And you just don't feel comfortable, I'm willing to help you. Even though Linode is something that you do on your own, I can help you out voluntarily, so please just accept that if you need help. Like I said, I can't just stop offering help, so there you go. I hope you will accept it. Let's see, where were we? I'm sorry, but let's see.
24 GB.
Okay.
300 GB.
That's the bandwidth again. Just don't worry about that term. I can help you with that if you really need help.
Radio button not checked. Linode 1024, 3 of 10.
They're not checked, so I would just either press enter or just press spacebar to check these buttons, guys, when you find one. That's 1 gig of RAM.
$39.95.
As you can see, they're still roughly affordable, guys.
32 GB.
Of drive space.
400 GB.
Of bandwidth.
Radio button not checked. Linode 1536, 4 of 10.
All right, we're going to get higher in prices here.
$59.95.
You don't have to go this high, guys.
48 GB, 600 GB. Radio button not checked. Linode 2048, 5 of 10. $79.95, 64 GB, 800 GB.
You don't have to do this, guys. Just don't freak out about this. We're just getting higher.
Table end nesting level 1, blank.
Now, these are the typical Linodes, guys. Anything beyond this, I will not show you because the price goes way up on the monthly side for the billing. And this is for, I don't know why they have separate tables, actually.
Blank, table with 5 columns and 6 rows nesting level 1.
But there's more Linodes here.
Blank, plan, monthly, storage, transfer.
There's another table. But I'm not going through with this table because it is so crazy. The prices just jump up from there. And the highest price?
Radio, but radio.
These are for huge Linodes, guys.
Blend. Visit.
Huge resources.
Blend. Radio button. Radio button. Object 20. Rate aim. Blend. Table end 2000. Tape blend.
Okay, I'm not even going to go through that, guys. Because the second table, I don't know why they have two tables, but it's just crazy. Anyway, I don't expect you guys to go for that. I expect you guys to probably go for the lowest. I would start out with the very first plan, the $19.95 a month plan. And, you know, I would do that. And I would just try it for 3 months. Complete the referral program. After those 90 days are up, if you just don't like it, you don't need to stay with it in any case. You can even shut your account down at any time. Like I said, you're not under a contract. The terms of service will state that for you. You're not under a contract. But you have to be old enough to form a binding contract with just people in general. I'm not going to go into all those details. If you need legal help with that document, just talk to Leonard about it. They'll help you. If you're worried about it, but I don't see why you should be, but I would just read it. Anyway.
Payment term.
Now, the fun part.
Radio button not checked month to month, one of three.
You would want to highlight this in most cases.
Radio button not checked 12 months left parent, 10% discount right parent, two of three. Radio button not checked 24 months left parent, 15% discount right parent, three of three.
So you're going to get a discount, obviously, on the prices, but.
Blank, referral code, optional, edit.
Now, if you use the referral URL, you will click on the sign-up link, like I said, and this code would already be filled in for you. And this is why I would get the credit on my account at the end of those 90 days.
Promotion code. Optional. Edit.
I think if you did some research on this, or you could even ask Lennon about that, I don't know if the promotional code would lower the prices a little bit for you somehow. I have no idea.
Continue. Button.
And that's a button.
Table end. Blank visited link home.
So, that's the sign-up form. Really quickly.
Links list.
I'm going to.
Logo. Log in.
I'm not going to demonstrate the next part because I just can't. If you guys have questions, please let me know. I'm going to press enter on the login button here real fast.
Linode login, Linode login, page has three links, Linode login, Linode manager, table with two columns and two rows, username, password, table end, login button, cookies must be enabled, link forgot username, vertical bar, link reset password, vertical bar, visited link www.linode.com.
So,
Linode manager username edit.
In the future, when you log into this, this is what you're going to see.
Linode manager password edit, wrapping the.
And I'm going to go in here, Linode. I'm just going to log in with my actual account.
Linode manager password edit.
And I'm not telling you what my password is, but I'm going to press enter.
Session engaged. Linode-Linode manager. Page has 10 links. Linode-Linode manager. Linode manager. Hint and vertical. Buff vertical.
All right. I just shut that up, but my username code going out won't be a problem because you're not going to be able to do anything with my information anyway. You still can't log in and all that, so I just tried to shut it up as fast as I could. So just pretend like you did not hear that part. But it will show you your username.
Blank. Visited link.
So you're going to see.
Content vertical bar.
Let's just pretend that was your user ID. But it's not. This is not going to work for you. You can't take that name. It's already in use.
Visited link my profile vertical bar.
You're going to have a link called my profile.
Visited link logout.
A logout link.
Visited link Linodes.
If you have any Linodes, you can click on that and get more information, which I won't be able to demonstrate with this because I have none.
Link DNS manager.
I will help you with that sometime if you need help or whatever.
Visited link account.
That gives you information on your account, and that's also where you can make a payment. Check your account history, see how long your account's been turned on for, how long you've had the account with them for.
Link support.
This is where you open a support ticket. I will demonstrate this real quick, but I won't open any ticket, but.
Support visited link. Linode-support ticket system. Account visited link. Page has
to tape. Why'd you do that?
Linode.
I'm going to hit the letter E.
There are no edit.
Actually, I think it's a combo box.
There are no blank, Linode mandate, blank, hinted, vertical, viz, blank, tape, open, ticket, I open, tickets, ticket, sum, static, open, last up, none, link, open, recent, link, open, a new support, retake, sum, static, open, last up, none, link, show, none, last, open, stat, open, none, link, show all tickets, table, end, link, none, last, open.
So there's a show all tickets. You can always review your closed tickets. Oh, tickets close in 48 hours, guys, if not updated by you, so please. Oh, yeah, in addition, if you need to, you can email support@leno.com as an existing customer as well, once you've gotten your account active, if you have to. They don't require you to do it this way. They're not going to force you. If you can't, they understand. So you can do it either way.
Status. Summary. Ticket ID. Recently closed. Link
open. So you can open up a new one.
Open a new support.
And you land in the edit box that says...
Support. First blank. Link support. Right up. First. Link. Open the ticket edit. Summary. Open the ticket.
So
table with two columns.
You're going to...
Open the ticket. Open the ticket edit. Summary. Edit.
So summary is what that shows you. You need to enter a summary of what's going on.
Regarding. Combo box, please make a selection, one of two.
I'm not going to go through that, but you guys can look around with that.
Description. Edit.
That's obvious. You put your description in there.
Open ticket button.
And you press open ticket.
Table at blank. Table with two additional resources.
There's some additional resources down here.
Frequently asked questions. Link, I added an IP address, but it doesn't.
Anyway, there's some support stuff here.
Let's dash dash check. Link, I need this. Link, help. Link, I need this. Enter over. Link, I link. How do link my table? Blank, please see. Visited link status.leno.com for overall system status.
There's a status, status.leno.com. You can go there if you need to.
For overall system status.
Anyway, I'm not
back. Visited link back, Linode-Linode-Manage, visited link support, visited link documentation.
Documentation? That's obvious, I think.
Visited link community.
Community, there's other resources, which I won't talk about here, but there are lots of resources you can get if you need any help with your Linode guys. Any help. I'm not the only source, so please don't use up all my knowledge, guys.
Blank, Linode, blank, table with seven columns and three rows.
Oh, this is something that shows up by default.
Linode. Status. Plan. IP. Location. Backups. Options. Dash none dash.
I don't have any, so this is what you would see.
Link manage stack scripts.
I'm not going to talk about those either.
Vertical bar. Link add a Linode.
That's what you could do.
Table add. Blank, 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 blank.
And if you
take link vertical.
Added a Linode.
Link add a Linode.
Manually.
Linode dash add a Linode space. Right double add. Linode.
It would look like this.
Linode 512 radio button not checked.
Get these.
Transfer. Storage.
You get the table.
Table plan. Select your plan. Plan right double angle bracket.
You get this.
Visited link.
Same thing. So you get the radio buttons.
Linode 5, Linode 7, Linode 10, Linode 5, Linode 20, Linode 4, Linode 8, Linode 12, Linode 6, Linode 2, month 12, month, Linode 2, $6, radio dollars, $600, $2,000, table left, plan payment term, radio button not checked, month to month, 1 of 3.
And you get the same familiar stuff I showed you in the sign-up form.
Radio promo optional. Edit. Continue. Edit. Promote radio button.
There is a difference, though.
Promotion code. Optional. Edit.
You only get a promotion code box. You won't get a referral box in this case.
Continue. Button. Continue. But
that's how you would do it if you wanted to add a Linode. You can have multiple Linodes and stuff.
Links list dial. My pro.
So I'm going to show you my profile.
My profile visit.
And if you want to do this.
Blank. Visited link commute. Blank table. My time zone. My profile left parent Kenton and time zone.
So it shows you your user ID and it says in case you forgot, but.
My time zone. Time zone. Blank. This setting converts the dates and times displayed in the Linode manager to a time zone of your choice. Your current time zone is US/Arizona.
That's my time zone. Now to change it.
Blank. Combo box dash dash dash. Select a new time zone dash dash dash. 1 of 601.
Now, if you're really crazy about this, you could use your list box again or whatever. It's going to say GMT, GMT, whatever. But guys, just please be patient with it. Be careful. Find your time zone. Eastern time, central, whatever. Otherwise, you might find that some of the dates and times look kind of weird to you when you see information printed about your stuff.
Save time zone setting button.
You could do that, and you would be able to do that. Now,
change password.
You can change your password here.
New password. Password edit.
You could enter a new password.
Password edit.
You would just enter it again.
Pass new pass. Pass password edit.
I don't know why.
Password edit.
Hold on.
Password edit expires.
Yeah.
Password new password.
So you would do.
My profile left parent Kenton. My profile left parent Kenton. Linode. My profile new email edit.
So hold on.
Referrals. Change email button. Top of file. My profile virtual.
Hold on.
My pro password edit expires. Password, new password. Password edit. Password edit.
I think it's...
Password edit. Password edit.
Hold on.
Pass new password. Password edit. Expires.
Why am I not seeing...
My profile left parent kit and in case you forgot right parent password edit.
Oh yeah, I guess it does read that.
Expires. Combo box never 1 of 5.
You can set your password expiration.
Change password button.
You can change it.
Email. Current email. Keith12 third new email. Edit E. Wait, E. Lang. E.
I had a mistake, I guess.
Change email button.
You can do that.
Referrals. Description. Referrals reward you when you refer people to Linode. If someone signs up using your referral code, you'll receive a credit of $20.00, so long as the person you referred remains an active customer for 90 days.
Like I said, you have to have active Linodes on your account. You cannot just have an account open.
Your referral code.
I'm not going to show you this, but that's where my information would be. You get a code.
Your referral URL.
And you get a URL that you can copy and paste and send to somebody. And if they click on that... That will take them to Linode.com's homepage. They would sign it up, but the referral code box that I showed you above would already be filled in for you.
You have 0 total referrals, :0 completed left parent, $0.00 right parent, and 0 pending.
So I have no credit right now.
API key.
That's not too important right now.
API key.
That's just not important.
Generate a new API password button.
That's not too important either.
Account security.
Now, this is kind of important if you are worried about this, but...
Description. When account security is enabled, you can only log in from an IP address on your Widlist. When someone attempts to log in with your username from an IP that is not on your Widlist, an email alert is sent to you. The email contains a link that allows you to add that IP address to your Widlist. Subsequent successful logins from that IP will not generate an alert. Status. Combo box disabled - no alerts will be sent, and Widlisting will not be required. 2 of 2.
Now... If you're concerned, basically, I won't try to be too technical, but if you're concerned about people getting into your account, maybe because, you know, somehow your password was leaked out, or somehow you're just afraid you're going to be attacked, even though, and I'm going to show you again,
address and search using Google Edit, HTTPS,
you are protected securely even in here.
Toolbars, Linode dash.
So,
Linode dash.
If
toolbar home button, change email, generate a new, generate a cut this window at 6.com, save sick table, and save security setting button.
And you can save that now. So don't worry about it. But if you're nervous about someone breaking in, you can turn on security if you'd like. But you're already secure, guys, against hackers. So just don't give your password out in public and stuff to people. Please don't do that. It's one thing if your user ID got out, but I do not think that without the password, a username is good enough. They just get errors and... I think you can set up how many times you're thrown out. I think you can configure it, I'm not sure. But I think if you enter your password or username wrong a certain amount of times, you're knocked out of the manager. So...
Table end. Blank.
That's it. Please. So I'm gonna log out of here.
Log out.
And we're done.
Linode login. Table.
Come back to the Linode login screen. I'm gonna press Control F4.
Close document window 1.
And this completes our audio tutorial about Linode.com. I'm sorry I took so long to have an introduction, but I wanted to make it clear, and I hope that it was informative. I hope that JAWS was not too loud for you, and if it was, I'm sorry. You can turn me down a little bit if I was too loud. I hope this has helped someone learn about Linode.com. There are many hosting packages out there, many companies, guys, but you know what? I like to recommend Linode to you. I have been with them through all kinds of crazy little things. They have been very cool. This is even better than most of the other companies out there, in my opinion, because you get so much that I've just never seen myself. This company has been around since 2003, so it is a very good track record, believe me. It's a great company. And maybe if you're so technically inclined, they even have some jobs that you might be interested in doing. They are hiring, I think, as well as some of what the website says. So if you need any help, guys, please let me know, like I said in the beginning of my tutorial to you. All right, take care. God bless. Have a great day, or whatever. And I will talk to you all soon. I hope you like my tutorial. All right, bye-bye.